Okay, 20 onwards. 1.20, 21, 22. प्रवृत्ते शस्त्रसंपाते धनुरुद्यम्य पांडव ऋषिकेशं तदा वाक्यम् इदमाह महीपते सेनयोर्भयोर्मध्ये रथं स्थापय मेच्युत यावदेतान् निरीक्षेखं योद्धकामानवस्थितान् तैर्मया सह योद्धव्यम् अस्मिन् रणसमुद्यमे. रीड मोर आल्सो. 23. योच्यमानान् अवेक्षेखं य एतेऽत्र समागताः भारतराष्ट्रस्य दुर्बुद्धेर्युद्धे प्रियचिकीर्षवः. This is what it means. Then he, Arjuna of the monkey flag, seeing the sons of Dhritarashtra drawn up for battle and taking up his bow as the preliminary clashing of weapons began, said these words, O King, to Sri Krishna, Rishikesha. Arjuna said, Station my chariot, O Krishna, Achyuta, between the two armies. As long as I need to observe accurately these men, arrange for battle and eager to fight and find out by whose side I must fight in this enterprise of war. I shall observe those who are offering battle, those who have come here to please in battle, the wicked son of Dhritarashtra.
This is all the same as Prabhupada.
Almost, yeah. Sanjay Uvacha, Eva Mukto, Rishikesho, Gudake, Shena Bharata, Senayor, Ubhayor Madhya, Sthapitva, Rathottamam, Bhishma, Drona, Pramukhata, सर्वेषां च महिक्षितां उवाच पार्थ पश्येतान् समवेतान् कुरुनिति. संजय सेड, ओ धृतराष्ट्र, डिसेंड ऑफ भरत, दस एड्रेस माय अर्जुन गुडाकेश श्रीकृष्ण ऋषिकेश, स्टेशन द एक्सलेंट चैरियट बिटवीन द टू आर्मीज वाइल भीष्म द्रोण एंड अदर्स एंड ऑल द किंग्स गैदर्ड देयर वर लुकिंग ऑन एंड सेड, ओ अर्जुन पार्थ, सी दीज कुरुस असेंबल्ड हियर. रामानुजाचार्य, अथ युयुत्सून अवस्थितान् धार्तराष्ट्रान् भीष्मद्रोण प्रमुखान् दृष्ट्वा लंकादहनवानरध्वजः पाण्डुत्तनयः ज्ञानशक्ति बलैश्वर्य वीर्य तेजसां निधिं स्वसंकल्पकृत जगदुदय विभव लय लीलं ऋषिकेशं परावर निखिल जन अंतर्बाह्य सर्वकरणानां सर्वप्रकारक नियमने अवस्थितं समाश्रित वात्सल्य विवशतया स्वसारथ्ये अवस्थितं युयुत्सून यथावद अवेक्षितुं तदीक्षण क्षमे स्थाने रथम स्थापय इति अचोदयत. ही संजय वेंट ऑन टू से टू धृतराष्ट्र, देन सीइंग द सन्स ऑफ धृतराष्ट्र रेडी एंड ईगर फॉर बैटल, अर्जुन द सन ऑफ पांडु हू हैड एज हिज फ्लैग हनुमान द मंकी हू हैड बर्नड लंका, अर्ज्ड श्री कृष्ण हू इज द ट्रेजर हाउस ऑफ नॉलेज पावर स्ट्रेंथ सॉवरेंटी वेलर एंड ग्लोरी whose sport it is to create, sustain and dissolve the universe. Actually what this means is, who engages in creation, sustenance and dissolution of the universe effortlessly. That's the actual meaning. At his own will, who is the lord of the senses, who is engaged in controlling and always the internal and external organs of all men, high and low, who overpowered by his love for his dependence, is engaged in driving
his... What is he controlling with all ways?
Yeah, he controls the internal and external senses of everyone. This is an explanation of the word Rishikesham.
Rishikesham.
Paravara Nikhila.
When you say controller, what do you mean controller? Like for example, why are you saying that this thing is? Because let's say Jiva is doing all kinds of crazy things. So what is the meaning of saying Krishna is a controller when he... when a controller means you're controlled.
Niyamana. Niyama means regulation. Niyamaka means regulator. Niyamya means regulated. So niyama means some rule regulation. In Tattva Sutra he says that vidhivashyatvat, the living entities are servants of the Supreme Lord because they are under the control of rules made by the Supreme God. He makes some rules, he creates a restricted framework. We can only function within that. So therefore he is a controller. If I engage in activity X,
okay,
I will get result X dash.
Okay.
I engage in activity Y, I get the result Y dash. I cannot modify these things. I can only choose whether to do X or Y or so on. The respective results are preordained within one restrictive framework. So therefore he is said to be the controller, like the government is the controller, not in the
micro sense.
They are not proactively going and coercing everyone to do certain things, but they are controlled, they are passive controllers. They create a framework and within that only you can function. Governor, I think Ishwara is controller in the sense of a governor, governing controller, that kind of control. What? Then there are other kinds of control.
One who has set the rules.
One who has set the rules. The rule setter.
And also the enforcer.
Enforces what? Rules. Enforces the
rules. Through his agencies. Mahamaya, whatever. He's got the police department under his control. It's a control point. Head. With a functional police department, not dysfunctional. Sometimes you will get let off the road. All the time you will be caught.
So if you do, you get rewarded. If you do, if you do properly, you get rewarded. If you are ordained to be,
okay.
If you break, then you will be punished. If you are ordained to be, so he ensures that specific activities done by the living entities get specific results.
So he has a system of rules and enforcement.
Yes. So he is a controller in that sense.
So the control of the internal senses and organs means.
Is that
the rules for how to use them?
Yeah. See, one very interesting example I found in Govindaraj's commentary to Ramayana. In the introduction he writes, why the Lord incarnated as Ram? So, one interesting point he says the Supreme Lord engages in creation for the benefit of the living entities who are stuck in material existence. So, why does he do creation? What is creation? Creation means that the living entities are provided senses with which they can interact. Okay, why does he provide senses? So he says that the Supreme Lord provides senses so that they can serve him and get out of material existence. But they may, instead of doing that, they use the senses for sense enjoyment of sense objects. And he says this is like you are drowning in some nadi, some river. So then a well-wisher is giving you a boat, saying jump onto the boat. But when he is telling you to jump onto the boat, you are not supposed to simply go in that river all the way to the ocean and just go. You are supposed to go to the shore. That is why he is giving a boat. He is giving a boat so that you can come to the shore. So he uses that example. The Supreme Lord gives senses not for them to simply enjoy the here and get stuck here under the laws of karma. He is giving the senses so that you can engage in devotional service to the Supreme Lord and get out of material existence.
So what is the drowning then referring to?
Those who do not engage in devotional service are simply going down, 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 down. And they get a human body again and then they go down. They get a human body again and then they go down.
That is referring to
that. That is what it means by that. A similar example is given by Sridhar Swami, we'll see here.
So only the upper magnet systems can go further up. Below humans, you always keep, you have to come to human.
Yes. No, from there also you fall down to human.
No, no. From up you can fall down to human.
Huh.
But from up you can progress further up, no.
You can progress. You can
progress. Whereas spiritual life starts with human life from the bottom.
Well, Bhagavatam says quite a few places that even the animals and birds, and they've all attained pure devotion service to the Supreme Lord by the excessive, unpredictable mercy of pure devotees. So that is also there.
That is not the regular path.
It's not the regular path.
Exceptional path. Regular path is a completely human path.
But if you say like that, then going to the heavenly planets, the regular path is you fall down.
Okay, so why now we come back to that question of internal and external organs of all them. that line. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you are the Rishikesha, so you please sit in my heart and control myself. Or you control myself.
Yeah.
What does it mean with that?
It means
what is the rules and enforcement? What is he asking you to control?
He is asking him, can you please impel me more and more and more to engage in Bhakti Yoga, which is the activity you want me to do. It is the same as our dear Radha Krishna, please engage me in your devotional service. The same thing. That Gopinath prayer is the same as...
He says that you are the master, I have no power to control them. You are the master. Therefore you please.
Yes, but without Krishna's mercy, I cannot engage in devotional service also. There are six aspects of surrender.
Yes.
Okay, in the last two, Anukulyasya Sangalpa, Pratikulyasya Varjanam, Rakshishyati Iti Vishwaso, Gotrutve Varanam Tatha, Atmanikshepa Karpanye. That Atmanikshepa means to completely surrender to.
Be completely dependent on the mercy of the Lord.
And Karpanye means to
humility.
Helplessly surrender to Him. The idea is, actually these six items have been thoroughly discussed in the Ramanuja line. Great detail. Okay. So, Vedanta Deshik also it talks about this. Actually that is discussed both in the northern branch and southern branch of the Ramanuja group. But both of them they say that helplessness is very very important. One should constantly admit one's helplessness. Without the Supreme Lord's individual help, one cannot progress. So therefore one should constantly beseech the Supreme Lord, please. Help me, please help me, please help me, please help me, please help me.
Please help me to follow the rules.
Please help me to follow the rules. If you don't help me, I cannot. I am drowning. I need the boat.
But here the question is not about the boat, right? It's about jumping onto the boat and coming to the shore. Not the boat itself.
No, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur also says, I will do this, I will do that. He says that there are, in that Sharanagati, in that, those songs are divided into six categories corresponding to Sharanagati, six items of surrender. So you look at the section dealing with Bhakti Anukul Matrakar Jaswikar. I will only accept items which are favorable to spiritual bhakti. So there he says, I will do this, I will do that, all that he says. He is not saying that I will do nothing and it is your responsibility to engage me in devotion service, I am totally irresponsible. He doesn't say that. That is not the consolidated conclusion that you come to reading them, all of them together.
He is saying, please give me the boat and I will move to the
shore. Yes. You have to help me, but I will also endeavor. 50-50. I will do my part, but you please do your part. He is not saying that it is 100 and 0.
So I think that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about rope in the well is simpler to understand.
But the rope in the well also...
rope in the well is simpler because you have to hold the rope, no?
You have to hold, but you have to hold, no?
Yeah, but
I remember reading somewhere, I am not able to trace the reference right now, but Prabhupada says you cannot say, you please take my hand, fingers and make it curl around the rope and hold it and then pull me. Prabhupada says, no, you are supposed to do that part. Krishna throws the rope, he throws the rope, that's all. You are supposed to now hold the rope and find your way up. In other words, I am a responsible agent in spiritual life. I have to progress. I have to agree to progress.
So you could say...
I cannot say, today I am not in a mood to chant 16 rounds because Krishna didn't give me the mood.
No, you can say, Krishna, I will chant 16 rounds, I will follow the regulated principles, but the boat may get swayed by the wind. You please protect the boat and I'm going to row this way. Please help
me. Yeah, and there are many ways. There are many ways, not only that.
The force of the force of the senses, help me to control that.
It's
like the force of the, like a boat.
Yeah, there are all kinds of problems that we are currently in. And if you, the basic idea is, if Krishna does not help, one cannot make spiritual progress. This is something that I've been thinking of since last month. If Krishna does not individually help, one cannot progress from one level to another. Shraddha to sadhu sangha to bhajana kriya. One thing is, Radhika Nayaru brought out one very interesting point. He said that one devotee told him, according to Mayapur Institute student handbook, Shraddha is the first three instructions of Nectar of Instruction. Sadhu Sangha is the next three instructions of Nectar of Instruction. Then Bhajana Kriya is the next two instructions. It's correct, it is. Shraddha means first three instructions of Nectar of Instruction. Sadhu Sangha is the next three instructions. Then Bhajana Kriya is the next two. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay.
So when we talk of spiritual progress, means I have to become increasingly obedient to these instructions of Rupa Goswami. And for that I need Krishna's help. If Krishna does not help by my endeavor alone, I cannot progress.
Yeah, like for example, you cannot control the senses just by your willingness to do it.
By, yeah, merely by my volition, it will not happen. Krishna has to help also. At every step, I need Krishna's help.
When the storm is blowing, you should need him to help. But it will be like, this example of given, no? The spiritual master's instructions are like the boat. No,
there's
a favorable wind,
there's
an analogy.
Yeah, that's in the Nrideha Madhyam. That is actually a very, very important example. What happened? Why I am not seeing this? Do you see folio?
No, black.
What do you see?
It's a black screen.
Is it?
Black, blank screen.
What do you see now?
Grey, black, blank screen. It will go white, black screen.
What do you see now?
No, you can see.
Nrideha Madhyam is a very important verse. Sulabham Sudurlabham Plavam Sukalpam Guru Karna Dharam Uddhava Gita. The human body is a source of all favorable results. It is effortlessly obtained, although impossible to obtain even with great endeavor. It is a boat. It is extremely well suited for its purpose. And in that boat, it has the spiritual master is the captain of that boat. I am the favorable wind. That boat is impelled by me, who am the favorable winds. Puman bhavabdhim na taret. If a person does not cross over the ocean of material existence using that boat, then he is a killer of his own soul. The human body, which can award all benefit in life, is automatically obtained by the laws of nature, although it is a very rare achievement. This human body can be compared to a perfectly constructed boat having the spiritual master as the captain and the instructions of the personality of Godhead as favorable winds impelling it on its course. Considering all these advantages, a human being who does not utilize his human life to cross the ocean of material existence must be considered the killer of his own soul. So the human body itself is first of all a great help. It is a boat. Okay. Then next is a genuine spiritual master is a captain. Then you need the wind. You need three. And of course the determination of the person to follow the captain and use the winds and move, that's another thing. Four. Okay. The Lord of the senses, who is engaged in controlling in all ways the internal and external organs of all men, high and low, who, overpowered by his love for his dependents, is engaged in driving his, that is, Arjuna's chariot. Arjuna urged him, saying, "Station my chariot in a place affording a view of them, in order that I may see those who wish to fight me as they actually are." Thus urged by Arjuna, he, Shri Krishna, did at once, as he had been urged to do while Bhishma, Drona and others and all the kings were looking on. Such is the victorious position of your party.
Who is saying your party?
Such a tena chodita takshana deva bhishma drona adinam sarvesham eva mahikshitam pashyatam yatha choditam akarot idrishi bhavadiyanam vijayastiti iti cha avochat. Must be sarcastic.
This is victorious position, right?
Vijayastiti. Lord Krishna is speaking to Arjuna.
Oh, Lord Krishna is speaking to Arjuna?
Yeah.
Say, just go to English from there.
Thus urged by him, that is Arjuna, he, that is Sri Krishna, did at once, as he had been urged to do, while Bhishma, Drona and others and all the kings were looking on. Such is the victorious position of your party.
Who's saying such
is it? Actually, it is Krishna. It must be Krishna. Wait. See, idrishi bhavadiyana vijayastiti iti cha avochat. And he also said this. Ramanujacharya himself is saying, he also said this. Idrishi bhavadiyana vijayastiti. This is the situation of your victory for all of you.
Oh, this is
Ramanuja's
insertion.
Ramanuja's paraphrase of what Lord Krishna is telling Arjuna.
Look
here, Uvacha Partha Pashyaitan Samavetan Kuruniti. Look at all these Kurus who have assembled here. That implies that. The implication of this is, see, you can win over all of them. Tatra pashyat sitan partha pitri natha pitamahan acharyan matulan bhatrin putran pautran sakim statha shvashuran sukhridas chaiva senayor ubayor api tan samikshya sakantaya sarvan bandhu navastitan kripaya paraya vishto vishitan nidam abravit. Correct. Yes. Wait, let me make this smaller. I want to put both of them in the same room. Where is the zoom here? There's no zoom. He has put all the translation together, all the verses together, till probably the end of the chapter. Okay. Then Arjuna saw standing there fathers, grandfathers, preceptors, maternal uncles, brothers, sons, grandsons, and also friends, fathers-in-law and intimate friends in both the armies. Seeing all his kinsmen thus drawn up for battle, Arjuna, that son of Kunti, was overwhelmed by supreme compassion and spoke, grieving as follows. Arjuna Vacha, Trishtve mam svajanam Krishna yuyutsam sam upasthitam sidanti mam gatrani mukham cha parishushyati. Arjuna said, seeing these kinsmen who have come here eager for war, my limbs give away, my mouth dries up, my body trembles, and the hair stand on end. Vekutushya sharire me romo harshashya jayate. Gandhiyam samsate hasta tokcheva paridakyate nacha shaknam yavasthan tum brahmati vacha me manaha. The bow Gandiva slips away from my hand and even my skin burns everywhere. I am unable to remain in any position and my mind seems to whirl. I see evil omens also, O Krishna Keshava.
What is the evil omens?
Nimittani. Nimittani cha pashyami, paritani Keshava, nacha shayona pashyami hatva svajanam ahave. I see evil omens also, O Krishna Keshava, and I do not foresee any good to follow, killing my own people in battle. Nakankshe Vijayam Krishna Nacha Rajyam Sukhanicha Kimno Rajena Govinda Kim Bhoger Jivitena Va. I do not wish for victory, O Krishna, nor for the kingdom, nor for pleasures. Of what use to us, O Krishna, Govinda is a kingdom. Of what use are enjoyments or even life itself? Yeshamarthe Kankshitam No Rajyam Bhoga Sukhanicha Ta Ime Vastita Yudhe Pranam Shaktva Dhananicha. Those for whose sake the kingdom, enjoyments and battle and pleasures are desired by us, they themselves are arrayed for battle, giving up, that is, risking their lives and wealth. Acharya Pitara Putra Sathaivacha Pitamaha Matula Shvashura Pautra Shyala Sambandhinas Tatha. Preceptors, fathers, sons, similarly also grandfathers, maternal uncles, fathers-in-law and also other kinsmen. Etanna Hintumichhami Natopi Madhasudana Api Trailokya Rajyasya Heto Kimnu Mahi Krite. These I do not wish to kill, though assaulted, O Krishna, Madhusudana, even for the kingship of the three worlds, how much less for the sake of the earth. Nihatya Dhartarashtra Nah Ka Priti Siya Janardana. This is correct. Papameva Shredasmad Hatvaitan Adatayina. What joy will come to us, O Krishna Janardhan, by killing the sons of Dhritarashtra? Only sin will come to us by killing these felons. What is a felon? Felon is an American word, no? Felon. Atatayina, translated as felons, refers to persons guilty of six kinds of crimes: arson, poisoning, murder by offensive weapons, robbery with violence, forcible seizure of lands, and kidnapping of married women. To kill them is no crime nor sin according to the Smritis. Duryodhana and his brothers and friends were guilty of all the six kinds of crime.
No, all the six, no? That's important to say.
Yeah. Adatayana. Tasmanarha vayam hantum dhartarashtran swabandhavan swajanam hi katham hatva sukinasyama madhava. Therefore, it is not meet for us. Wow, what is this? British English. It is not become us to slay the sons of Dhritarashtra with their kinsmen. How indeed, after killing our own people, can we become full of joy, O Krishna Madhava? Yadyapyete na pasyanti lobho pahata chetasah kulakshayakritam dosham mitradrohe cha patakam. If these men whose minds are overwhelmed by greed do not see the evil brought about by the destruction of the family and sin and treachery towards friends, katham nagyayam asmabhi papat asman nivartitum kulakshayakritam dosham prapashyadbirdhanajana. Should it not be known, O Krishna Janardhana, by us who see well the evil brought about by the destruction of the family, how to recoil from this sin? Kulakshaye pranashyanti kuladharma sanatana dharme nashte kulam kritsnam adharmo bhi bhavatyuta. If the family is destroyed, the eternal family virtues perish. When righteousness is lost, unrighteousness indeed conquers the whole family. Adharma vibhavat krishna pradushyanti kulastriya srishu dushtasu dushtasu varshnaya jayate varna sankara. As a result of being dominated by unrighteousness, family women get defiled. And when women are defiled, O Krishna Varshnaya, the mixing up of castes will come about. Sankaro narakaya eva kulakhananam kulasya cha patanti pitaro hyesham luttapindodaka kriya. In regard to the destroyers of the family and the family ruined by them, the mixing up of castes makes for hell. The manes of their ancestors, main, old English for forefather, will indeed fall, deprived of the ceremonial offerings of food and water. Doshe reite kulaghnanam varnasankara karakai utsadyante jati dharma kuladharma shashvata. Caste duties and eternal family virtues will be destroyed by these sins of the family destroyers, which create the confusion of castes. Upsanna kuladharmana manushyanam janardana narake niyatam vaso bhavati tyanushishruma. We hear, O Krishna Janardhan, that residence in hell becomes permanent for these men whose family virtues have been destroyed. Aho madamahat papam kartum yavasita vayam yat rajya sukhalobhena hantum svajanam udyata. Alas, what is this? Alack.
Slack.
Slack. What is slack?
Slack means very.
What is it? An interjection?
Slack means we are very loose.
It is an interjection.
Not interjection. Slack is a
adjective.
Slack. Adjective. You become slack in your duties.
And okay. What here? Alack.
Alack, I think, is wrong.
Alack, it's a real word, it's an interjection, archaic usage, exclamation expressive of regret. Alas, alack, we are resolved on committing a great sin, since out of greed for the kingdom and its pleasures, we have set out to kill our own kinsmen. Yati maam apratikaram ashastram shastrapanayaha dhartarashtra rane hanyus tanme kshema taram bhavet. If the sons of Dhritarashtra with weapons in their hands kill me, who am unarmed and have no desire to hit back, that would be far better for me. Sanjay Uvacha, Evamuktva Arjuna Sankir, Rathopastha Upavishad, Visrijya Sasharam Chapam Shokasam Vigna Manasaha. Sanjay said, in the midst of preparations for war, thus saying, Arjuna, with his mind agitated by grief, threw down his bow along with the arrows and sank down on the floor of the chariot. Acharya Ramanuja, Satu Partho Mahamana Paramakaraniko Dirghamanduhu Paramadharmikaha Sa Bhratrika Sa Bhratriko Bhavadbhihi Adighoraihi Maranaihi Jatu Grihadibhi Asakrit Vanchitaha Api Parama Purusha Sahayaha Api Hanishyamanan Bhavadiyan Vilokya Bandhuslehena Paramayacha Kripaya Dharma Adharma Bhayena Cha Atimatra Svinna Sarvagatraha Sarvatha Ahamna Yotsyami Iti Uktva Bandhu Vishleshat Janita Shokasamvigna Manasaha Shacharamta Sasharam Chapam Visrijya Rathopaste Upavishat. Sanjay continued, but he, Arjuna, Partha, is high-minded, extremely compassionate, wide-ranging, dirghabandhu. Dirghabandhu means long-term friend, one who is capable of long-term friendship, wide-ranging. Wide-ranging and unshaken in his family affections, and highly righteous, paramadharmikaha. In spite of the fact that he, along with his brothers, was very often sought to be trapped by the burning of the lakh house and such other cruel, murderous devices. When he saw your, that is Dhritarashtra's men, who were about to be killed by him with the aid of the Supreme Person himself. Now, what he's actually saying is, even though he was constantly cheated through the burning of the lakh house, etc., by your people who are very terrible in attempting to murder them, and even though he is assisted by the Supreme Person, he felt thoroughly prostrated in the whole body on account of affection for his kindred, his supreme compassion and fear of failure to discriminate between righteousness and unrighteousness, and saying, I shall not fight at all. With his mind distracted by sorrow at the idea of losing his kindred, he threw down his bow along with the arrows and sat down on the floor of the chariot. All Tatpariya Chandrika is commenting, Vedanta Deshika. Arjuna's reluctance to fight against men, kinsmen, only in name, shows him to be high-minded. His compassion is seen in his unwillingness to hurt even enemies. His regard for the moral law and fear of sin indicate his righteousness. Among the attempts made by Duryodhana to trap and kill the Pandavas, one was to decoy them into a house made of inflammable lac, which was later set on fire, but they managed to escape. like one bent on prayopavesha, sitting down in expectation of death. So he sat down on the floor of the chariot, waiting for death. Prayopavesha means like the vow to fast until death, like Parikshit Maharaj. Okay, so this is Ramanuja Acharya. We'll go to the next Acharya. Madhvan, he has not given a commentary on first chapter. So we'll go to Sridhar Swami. I'll only read commentary now, okay? I'll not read the shlokas again.
Yeah, you know, enough. Unless it gives the opposite meaning.
That will come in the commentary.
Oh, it's so bad.
No, this is all because there are some beings who want to hear Shuddhanam. Sridhar Swami. Tatra dharma kshetra ityanena shlokena nritarashtrena hastinapura sthitam svasarathim samipastham sanjayam prati kurukshetra vrittante prishte sanjayaha hastinapura sthitah api व्यासप्रसादात् लब्धदिव्यचक्षुः कुरुक्षेत्रवृत्तान्तं साक्षात् पश्यन् इव धृतराष्ट्राय निवेदयामास दृष्ट्वा तु पाण्डवानीकम् इत्यादिना. Here the passage beginning with gathered on the holy plain etc. and ending with Now, when Dhritarashtra asked his charioteer Sanjaya, who was by his side in Hastinapur, as to what happened at Kurukshetra in the verse, "O Sanjaya, what did my sons," etc., Sanjaya, who had received divine sight through the grace of Vyasa, related, though residing in Hastinapura, to Dhritarashtra the events of Kurukshetra, as if he directly saw them in the words, "Having seen the army of the sons of Pandu," etc. Dhritarashtra uvacha. भो संजय धर्मभूमौ कुरुक्षेत्रे मत्पुत्राः पांडवपुत्राश्च युत्सवः योद्धुम् इच्छन्तः समवेताः मिलिताः सन्तः किं कृतवन्तः. ओ संजय, गैदर्ड और असेंबल्ड ऑन द होली प्लेन ऑफ कुरुक्षेत्र, व्हाट डिड माय सन्स एंड द सन्स ऑफ पांडु ईगर टू फाइट, मीनिंग इंटेंट ऑन फाइटिंग, डू. संजय उवाच, पांडवानाम् अनेकं सैन्यं व्यूढं व्यूहरचनया अवस्थितं दृष्ट्वा द्रोणाचार्य समीपं गत्वा राजा दुर्योधनो वक्ष्यमानं वाक्यम् उवाच. संजय सेड, हैविंग सीन द आर्मी ऑफ द सन्स ऑफ, ओके दिस इज द एक्चुअल कमेंट्री, आई विल रीड ओनली द कमेंट्री पार्ट. हैविंग सीन द आर्मी और फोर्सेस ऑफ द सन्स ऑफ पांडु अरेड, दैट इज सिचुएटेड इन बैटल अरे, किंग दुर्योधन अप्रोचिंग द प्रोसेप्टेड द्रोण स्पोक द फॉलोइंग वर्ड्स, तदेव वाक्यमाः पश्येताम् इत्यादि नवभिः श्लोकैः. दोस् वेरी वर्ड्स् आर् बीङ्ग् स्टेटेड् इन् द नैन् वर्सस् बिगिनिङ्ग् विद् बिहोल्ड् एट्सेट्रा. भो आचार्य, पाण्डवानां विततां चमूं सेनां सप्त अक्षौहिणी परिमितां पश्य द्रुपदपुत्रेण दृष्टद्युम्नेन व्यूढां व्यूहरचनया अधिष्ठिताम्. Behold, O preceptor, this vast army of the Pandavas consisting of 7 Akshauhinis arrayed, meaning disposed in battle array, by Drishtadyumna, the son of Drupada. Atra asyam chamvam ईषवः बाणाः अस्य अन्ते क्षिप्यन्ते एभिः अति एभिः इति इश्वासा धनुषि महान्तः इश्वासा येषां ते तथा भीमार्जुनौ तावद् अत्र अतिप्रसिद्धौ योद्धारौ ताभ्यां समाशूरा शौर्येण च अत्र धर्मेण उपेताः सन्ति क्षात्रधर्मेण उपेताः सन्ति तानेव नामभिः निर्दिशति युधान सात्यकिः Here in this army, those instruments by which arrows issue or discharged us are called Ishvasa, that is bows. Those which wield mighty bows are the mighty bowed. Bhima and Arjuna are two exceptionally famous warriors. There are other heroes equal to them in the army. These are being mentioned by name. Yuyudhana means Satyaki. Kimcha Chekitano Nama Eko Raja. Further, a king named Chekitana. Narapungavo, Narashreshtaha Shaibhyaha. The king of the Shibis, a prince, best amongst men. Vikranto, Yudhamanyur Namaikaha. Saubhadro Bhimanyuhu, Draupadeyaha, Draupadyam Panchabhyaha, Yudhishthiradibhyaha, Jataha, Prati Vindhyadayaha Pancha. What is this? Okay, this I'll come back here. A powerful warrior named Yudhamanyu, the son of Subhadra, that is Abhimanyu, the sons of Draupadi, that is, the five sons of Draupadi, that is, Prativindhya and others born to the five Pandava brothers. Five Pandava brothers, Yudhishthir and others. Maharathadinam Lakshanam, the definition of Maharatha and others. Is as follows. Ekodasha sahasrani yodhaye dhyastudhan vinam shastra shastra praveenascha maharatha iti smrita amittan yodhaye dhyastu samprokto tirathastu sah rati tvaikena yo yudhyet tanyo northa ratho mataha iti. He who is well versed in the science of weapons and can fight single handed 10,000 archers is considered to be a maharatha. He who can fight single-handed innumerable archers is called an Atiratha. He who can fight only one archer is called a Rathi. And he who is less powerful than even that is regarded as half a Rathin. So Atiratha, there's a note here that Atiratha can fight single-handedly less than 10,000 archers.
Yeah. 10,000 archers is huge.
That means they must have mystic powers, otherwise it's impossible. In other words, they should be capable of using divine weapons, not human weapons.
10,000 means larger than the Vyasapuja crowd. Or they should be in happiness.
One person. Then 7. Nibodha, Nibudhyasva, Nayakaha, Netaraha, Sanyartham, Samyad Jnanartham, Ityarthaha. Know means learn. Leaders means commanders in our army. For your information means for full knowledge. Taneva aha bhavaniti dvabhyam. These are being named in the two verses beginning with Bhavan. Bhavan Dronaha. Yourself refers to Drona. Samitim Sangramam Jayati Tatha. One who is victorious in battle is called the winner of battles. Saumadattihi, Somadattasya putra Bhurishrava. The son of Somadatta is Bhurishravas. Madarthe tyakta jivitaha. Mat prayojanartham jivitam tyaktum adhyavasitaha ityarthaha. determined to give up their lives for my sake means for attaining my purpose. Nana anekani shastrani praharana sadhanani yeshamte. Those who wield various weapons for attack as a means of attack. Yuddhe visharadaha nipunaha iti arthaha. Dexterous means well skilled in battle. Tatah kim iti ataha. What then? To answer this, the text says, tat tatha bhutaihi. Oh, tat tatha bhutaihi virahi. Yuktamapi bhishmena abhirakshitamapi asmakam balam sainyam aparyaptam taisaha yodhum asamarthaha asamartham bhati. That army of ours, our army possessing such great heroes and protected by Bhishma as it is insufficient. That is, it appears to be incapable of fighting with them. This is the other meaning.
Idam that is the meaning which you and Gurudev earlier also know.
This is the meaning here, Ramanujacharya. Ramanuja has not commented on this, but that is coming from Vedanta Deshika. Idam tu etesham pandavanam balam bhimena abhirakshitam sat paryaptam samartham bhati. But this army of theirs, of the Pandavas, being protected by Bhima is sufficient. That is, it appears to be capable. Bhishmasya ubhaya pakshapatitva asmat balam pandavasainyam prati asamartham. Bhishma being interested in both sides, our army seems to be inferior to the Pandava forces. Bhimasya ekapakshapatitva etat balam asmat balam prati samartam bhati. But Bhima being interested in one side only, this army of theirs seems to be superior to our forces. Tasmad bhavadbirevam vartitavyam ityaha. Therefore you all ought to be stationed thus. Ayaneshu vyuha praveshamargeshu yathabhagam vibhaktam swam swam ranabhumim aparityajya avastitaha santaha sarve bhishmam eva abhimataha. Now, bhishmam eva abhidaha rakshantu yatha anyaihi yudhyamanaha prishtataha kaishchit na hanyeta tatha rakshantu bhishmam balena eva asmakam jivitam iti bhavaha. It is being stated. Therefore, keeping to your respective positions means not giving up your respective stations in the field. At all approaches to the army, do you all protect Bhishma alone, all sides? Means protect him in such a way that while he is fighting with others, nobody can kill him from behind. We live solely on the strength of Bhishma. This is the idea. We'll stop now.